Time now is 10:45. Time now is 10:45.
And now, while Howard Miller begins his second week of vacationing in Canada, Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents George Watson.
Well, thank you, Joe Frost.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Not at all. Glad to do it. And a good morning to all you good people who tune us in. This is the program that made its debut last week, and already I've been getting letters from all over the country. When I get a little more confident, I'll open some of them. We call this show The Other Side of Howard Miller. You see, when Howard left for his 2 week siesta, he gave me a stack of recordings he's been playing for you, but after he got out of town, we decided to just play the reverse side and let you hear some music you might never have heard on Howard's program. I suppose we play the first one right now. And while we listen, might be a good time for you to enjoy a stick of Wrigley Spearmint Gum. This is probably between mealtime for you right now, and that's a good time for Wrigley Spearmint Gum. So give yourself a taste treat. Enjoy a refreshing, delicious Wrigley Spearmint as we listen to The Platters and I Wanna.
Gonna wanna love me like I do.
I wanna run, I wanna run, I wanna run.
Rhythm for you. The Platters singing I Wanna, which of course is the other side of a song called My Dream that Howard plays for you. Say, I hope you folks enjoyed our interview with Eldon Frapp last Friday morning. I know I enjoyed having him on the program, and I think it was interesting to learn just what makes a flop record. Eldon has been uniquely consistent along that line, having had 50 or 60 complete flops by his own conservative estimate. Now, I think I have a real treat for you. If your musical memory goes back as far as 1931, I'm sure this was a favorite song of yours. I'm happy to say that more and more of these wonderful old songs are coming back all the time. How many of you remember Abe Lyman and his orchestra? Don't say anything that might give your age away. Just nod your head. Well, here's a record that Howard didn't have in the stack he gave me, so I just brought it along from home. I'm sure if Howard Miller had been a disc jockey in 1931, he would have been playing a song called Ooh, That Kiss, which was a very nice song, to be sure. However, we're going to play the flip side, as is our custom, and listen to You're My Everything, played by Abe Lyman and his orchestra on a Brunswick label. Pray they just don't write music like that anymore. For the benefit of you youngsters who may have just tuned in and are wondering if that was the music of some new recording discovery, it wasn't. That was a recording made by Abe Lyman and his orchestra in the early 30s. We used to say Abe played the sweetest music this side of Guy Lombardo. The name of the song, as you probably gathered, was You're My Everything, and according to this Brunswick label, the tune was from the musical comedy Laugh Parade. I think it's also very interesting to note that at the time this record was made, vocalists did not always have the names included on the label, and therefore were unable to identify the young man, who is now probably an old man. Well, you won't have any trouble identifying Wrigley's Spearmint Gum, of course. You'll find these packs of Wrigley's Spearmint and their familiar wrappers displayed on store counters in every neighborhood by over 1 million merchants. And when you buy a pack of Wrigley Spearmint Gum, you know you're making a small investment in a lot of pleasure. That lively, full-bodied, long-lasting Wrigley Spearmint flavor cools your mouth and freshens your taste and sweetens your breath. Chewing it after meals aids digestion, too. And the next time you feel kind of, all wrought up and tense, you just slip a stick of delicious Wrigley Spearmint Gum into your mouth and start chewing and see how quickly you relieve that tension. Wrigley Spearmint Gum. keep a fresh pack or two on hand, huh? Well, this next record Howard left is called Bye Bye Love, which I'm sure he has played for you before. Let's see what's on the other side here, huh? Mm-hmm. A little hillbilly number by the Everly Brothers called I Wonder If I Care As Much.
I wonder if I care as much as I did before. Last night I cried myself to sleep for the one that makes me weep. I dried my eyes to greet the day and wondered why.
And that was the Everly Kids. I'm surprised Howard didn't know about that side. Incidentally, I received a picture postcard from Howard this morning, and he asked to be remembered to all of you. Nothing else of any importance. Make several pointed remarks about a few things that have been happening on this program since he went away, but I don't know. Maybe it loses something by the time it gets that far north. Can't please everybody, I guess. I do think sometimes that perhaps Howard has gotten a little sot in his ways. I certainly think the guests we've had so far have been top drawer. Hey, Hey Hayden, most listened to disc jockey in Vienna, was very well received, I think. And Eldon Frapp, the man who has recorded an outstanding number of successive flops, certainly held back nothing that might help any of you budding recording artists. Tomorrow, I think we're going to stage a real coup. Making his first American radio appearance will be the celebrated French DJ, Pierre Chadreau, of Paris. Now visiting in this country in between governments. Now, as they say in radio, the old clock on the wall tells me it's time to say goodbye for now. Oh, there's a sharp retort. Yeah. This has been The Other Side of Howard Miller in its second week. Well, we'll be back tomorrow with the flip side of more records Howard left for us to play and our guest, Pierre Chadreau of Paris, France. Until then, this is George Watson saying, keep relaxed. Chew refreshing, delicious Wrigley's Spearmint Gum. Everybody loves that cool, refreshing Wrigley's Spearmint flavor. Take a pack along wherever you go, and we'll see you tomorrow, huh?
You've been listening to The Other Side of Howard Miller, presented by Wrigley's Spearmint Gum and featuring George Watson. This program came to you from Chicago. This is the CBS Radio Network.
WBBM-FM, Chicago.
There's nothing
in the whole wide world
quite like a dish of jello.